The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Seraph Oaks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Seraph Oaks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again because you are good. Thank you because power belongs to you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you because today again, you're going to reveal your mind to us. Our lives will not remain the same because we're going to learn from you. We're going to be transformed, Lord Jesus. We will not be conformed to the world, but we shall be transformed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word that shall be released and meet all our needs according to your riches in glory, in the name of Jesus. Because this world will not go back to you without accomplishing that you have sent it to do in our lives today. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to continue our study on Delilah, the lover of Samson. Samson, the great man that was sanctified from the womb. The Bible says something that every man needs to read from time to time without feeling that somebody is giving you unnecessary instruction. But this instruction is from the Word of God. And for a man to be successful, these instructions are very, very important for you. And for those who are married, who they seem to be troubled by Delilah, spirit of Delilah, I want to give you some insight in the Word of God so that you can get your victory over the spirit of Delilah. Don't forget, we are looking at the life of Delilah, a woman who was able to seduce Samson, a great giant in the hand of God, and she succeeded in destroying him. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 5 says, and I will want you to meditate on it. We may not be able to read everything, but I will read some of it so that I will give you something to think about. From verse 1 of Proverbs chapter 5, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she's bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths are crooked, but she knows it not. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your best strength to others and your years to one who is cruel. Lest stranger feast on your wealth and your toil enrich another man's house. At the end of your life, you will groan. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I will not obey my teachers or listen to my instructors. I have come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of all assembly. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. The Bible is talking of purity in home, in sexual intimacy. Be satisfied with your own wife. Don't allow any Delilah, because that Delilah is going to destroy you. The Bible says that drink from your own well. Should your spring overflow in the street, your streams of water in the public squares? Should you use that the Lord has used to bless you as a man? Should you use that to disgrace yourself over the whole city? Let them be yours alone. Let your wife be yours alone and be for your wife alone. Never to be shared with strangers. Don't allow any strange woman into your life And women, don't allow any strange man into your life, because such life will come to a sudden ruin. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an adulteress? Why embrace the bosom of another man's wife? For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examine all his paths. The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. The cause of his sin hold him fast. He will die for lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. You will see that this really fitting into the life of Samson, who was a real man of God, who was anointed from the womb. But because he did not allow discipline and instruction, he was a strong-willed person, and the parents could not control or correct or teach him. He did not allow any teaching in his life. You may say that, how did you know that? Because if you look at chapter 14, you will see that the parents of Samson were advising him on what to do, but he never take counsel. He will make up his mind what he wanted to do, and he will do it either you like it or not. The Bible is telling you, if you have such a trait like that of Samson, that you have to be very careful, because anyone who does not have discipline is going to die for lack of discipline, and such person is going to be led astray by his own great folly. And if you are familiar with the Bible, you will know that that's exactly what happened to Samson. He was led astray by his foolishness because he was not teachable. You know, he did not allow the Lord to teach him through his word. Although he knew the Lord, he knew how to pray to the Lord. Do you know that when he was having problem, he was able to cry to the Lord? You know, turn with me to that Judges chapter 15, verse 18. After, you know, the people of Judah have released him when the Philistines were about to destroy the whole of the city. He was released and the power of the Lord came on him. He fought again and he destroyed everyone. And he started to be thirsty because of the war. Do you know that Samson knew how to call on the Lord? So don't tell me that, oh, I know how to pray, and when I pray, the Lord answered me. The most important thing is that, are you a disciplined Christian? As a man, are you disciplined? Are you convinced in your spirit that you are disciplined? Are you sure that you are following the precepts of the word of God to live your life? You know, Samson, in verse 18 of Judges chapter 15, because he was very thirsty, he cried unto the Lord, you are giving your servant this great victory. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised? Then God opened up the hollow place in Lehi, and water came out of it. When Samson drank, his strength returned and he revived. So he knew how to pray. He knew how to seek the face of God. But he was living his life as someone who is a confirmed believer. You know, he was not transformed. He lived a life in between being transformed and being conformed, and so he became deformed, because you are either transformed or conformed or deformed spiritually. When we are not taking note of the word of God, then we start to become deformed spiritually, because we cannot really come out in the full shape of the living God. You'll be wondering that, well, we said we're going to talk about Delilah. Why are we talking so much about Samson? Like I said, you know, Delilah, we will not be able to have full lesson on him if we do not know who Samson was. Now, Delilah, the Bible talked about her in that chapter 16 of Judges. I will start reading from verse 4. Now, sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Zorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, see, if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him, so we may tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekel of silver. Can you see what an adulteress can do? Because I've asked a lot of young people that, are you in love with that young lady? Say, yeah, we are really in love. There's nothing that can really part us. And I've always asked people over and over, what is the meaning of love? What does it mean to love? Let me quickly explain to us that no human being can love. You may say, oh, that is not possible. It is possible. You know, you cannot love except you are taught by God how to love, because God is love. You can't love your spouse or your children outside the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that pours the power of love into us to be able to love. If you are not with God, you will be loving like Delilah. Anything can make you to sell that thing that you love. We don't know for how long Delilah and Samson have been together. But there was a day that she was approached that she was going to be given a lot of money if she could lure Samson and if she could know the secret of her strength. You'll be surprised. Delilah was ready to go for that. She was ready to sell Samson. Let's pause. Is that love? That is not love. That is lust. You know, so many times we think we are in love, not knowing that we are there just to be able to get something out of that relationship. If all the reason why you are married to that person is because you want to get something out of him, a lot of people, because of life insurance, they have been able to go into a lot of atrocities because of the sum of money that is involved. A lot of people had ended up killing somebody else. A lot of people had ended up telling lies because of money. Therefore, you will see that if you are not properly in love with that person, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you are going to end up to be a traitor. And so, as we go on in the study of Delilah, we're going to see how did she end up being a traitor because of this large sum of money that changed everything about her, and she wanted to sell this man so as to get the money. To sell the man and get money in exchange. What is money? How can money be so destructive? How can money change people's lives so drastically and they are ready to kill? By God's grace, we're going to continue to see how much money has destroyed that relationship you are and how you can start to have victory over money. And so that money will not be ruling over you, but you will be ruling over money. Shall we pray today? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you. Thank you because you are good, you are powerful. Thank you because you are the only one that sees the mind of every human being. Oh Lord, we come to you today. We are not saying that we are perfect. We are not saying that we have attained. But we are saying, Lord Jesus, we want to be teachable. We want to be correctable. Lord, correct us in any way that we have not been satisfying you. And Lord, teach us in any way that we have not been living up to expectations in the name of Jesus. I pray for all couples, all marriages, that every spirit of Delilah, spirit of a traitor, spirit of a betrayer, Lord Jesus, you will remove from all lives. And Lord Jesus, you make us to be confident, to be able to say, I love you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book, Virtuous Woman, or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30. At the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Virtuous Woman.